Trickstar Radio. Jimmy Willis.
Wake up to Willis.
On the news, on the hour, I heard something and I want to know more about it. Apparently, Monopoly, they changed the Monopoly pieces.
Yes, they've retired some old favourites.
So what have they retired to start with?
The boot, the wheelbarrow and the thimble have all gone.
Right.
And they've been replaced with a dinosaur.
Tyrannosaurus Rex, I believe.
That's it.
Bex can't say it.
A penguin and a rubber ducky.
Hey, it's a bit weird, isn't it? I was a little bit outraged when I first heard this, and then I thought, I don't actually care, and I don't think anyone really cares, do they?
I care a little bit because I'm sad they haven't brought in a bottle of wine one.
Oh, yeah, that would have made sense.
That would be way more fun. What's the rubber ducky got to do with anything? Or a penguin?
I mean, I don't play Monopoly. My partner can't really play Monopoly. She gets quite angry with it all. it's a serious argument can happen, so it's best to hide it away. When it gets to Christmas, you've got to sort of hide it under the cupboard under the stairs or something. Oh, I can't find it, sorry. We are broadcasting live on Periscope. Good morning to everyone. If you follow us at Trickstar Radio on Twitter, you can see that. I'll share it around my Facebook page as well in a minute. Great British Bake Off. There's been news on that. What's to start with, I have never, ever, ever watched Great British Bake Off, and people are outraged by this. Yeah, literally, people love it, don't they?
Yeah.
Even if they don't care about baking or anything, it seems to be a big programme.
Why have you never watched
it? I just don't know. I'm not a baker.
You don't have to be a baker.
I know you don't.
Just watch the cakes being made.
So have you always watched it?
No, not always. I only got into it like the last couple of series, and then obviously they've now stopped it on channel. What channel was it on? Channel 4.
Channel 4, I think it is now. But it was BBC, wasn't it,
that's
originally?
It. Yes, that's it. But now it's gone over to Channel 4, and they've got new presenters, and people are not happy about this.
Well, I thought it was a little bit weird. So the presenters, one of them is
Noel Fielding,
which is a bizarre choice for Great British Bake Off. I would never have picked him in a million years.
Yeah, I am going to tune in to see what he's going to wear, though.
Is he going to wear eyeliner on Great British Bake Off?
Well,
I think
he wears
so.
All these weird capey things and everything, doesn't he? And sort of prances around.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do. I'm a bit scared, if I'm honest.
And the other woman is Sandy.
Sandy Toksvig.
Yeah, well, let's go with that. So, because when I heard that name, I thought, I don't know who this person is. And I've seen the picture, and of course I know who it is. She does a lot of things. I've seen her on Have I Got News For You and things like that. I never realised she was Danish.
No.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure she speaks in quite a posh British accent. Am I completely wrong? You can hit me up at Trickstar Radio on Twitter. I'm sure she doesn't sound Danish, though.
No, but I don't know how they're going to like work together. She's quite posh and he's quite flamboyant. I think it's going to be a bit of a car crash, really.
Yeah, we shall see. Time will tell. I mean, I think it's very Channel 4. They're making it very Channel 4. I think they should have kept it quite... I think they should have kept it a bit more upper class. That's what it's supposed to be, isn't it? That's what it's supposed to be. Right, so in the next half hour or so, we've got our Brighton & Hove football preview from Brandon Smith. We're going to be talking about Ed Sheeran. Mm. Ed Sheeran has currently got, was it 16 songs in the top 20?
Amazing.
What do you think of Ed Sheeran?
I like him, but I don't like him that much. Like, no. I want to hear something a bit different.
This album is actually, I listened to it. It's not really my sort of thing. It's not awful. I mean, it's quite good. There's a few quite good tracks on there, but I don't think it should be possible to have 16 songs.
No, people have just gone a bit mad for it. I don't understand how that's happened anyway, because if they've bought his album,
how's
that happened?
It happens. I'm going to go into more detail in this, but I can explain to you exactly how it happens. Basically, streaming, like on Spotify. Do you use Spotify?
No.
Apple Music?
No,
you haven't got either. Well, most people would stream on Spotify. So what they've done is they've incorporated that into the charts. It's been like that for quite a few years. So
bit out of date.
A certain amount of streams equals to one album sale. I'm going to go into more detail very shortly.
Jimmy Willis.
Wait a minute. Hear this.
So this week, Bex, did you see the Will Smith was trending?
I did, yeah.
It was trending for about 2 days, unbelievably. And I thought, well, what is this? I know a lot of it is because Men in Black 3 is out this year, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know about that. I've just checked out Bad Boys 3.
That's the one I was reading. I think we've already had that. Bad Boys 3 is coming out. And I saw the poster of it. Will Smith still looks very good.
Oh, so good.
Is it Martin Lawrence?
Martin Lawrence.
He doesn't look as good, does he?
Not quite.
He hasn't aged as well. But then it is like 20 years ago or something.
Exactly. So. And he is a little bit older and, you know, it comes from some, doesn't it?
But yeah, so Will Smith, it was trending this week because basically he's been in Zimbabwe. He seems to be travelling the world. I saw this morning something popped up. He was in Dubai.
Oh.
But this week he was in Dubai where he'd done a bungee jump. And when he sort of filmed it, and someone's taken a still from the picture when he was upside down. And it turns out he looks just like Uncle Phil now.
But that's not very fair, is it? I mean, who's going to look good?
He was upside down, and it is a very unfair thing, because then I thought, oh, he does look like Uncle Phil. And then you look at all the pictures of him, he still looks exactly like Will Smith.
Yeah, he's still hot.
It's a non-story, but yeah. I don't know why he's travelling the world, but it looks like Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe looks amazing. I've never been to that part of the world. I would like to go.
Oh, I'd love to go all around the world. You know, yeah. If you've got the money, you can do it, can't you? He's all right.
Have you got any holidays booked this year? Because this is the time of year we're all starting to think about holidays. Everyone's talking about holidays.
Yeah, I'm getting married in St. Lucia.
Oh, when's this?
In November. So I've got a bit of a while to wait.
I've never been to St. Lucia, but I would like
beautiful.
To go. Yeah, that's on my list of places. I think I've never been to... Sri Lanka and Maldives is my one that I want to go on.
Okay.
But because what we do is we always... I think most people, they start a book this time of year and then you pay it over 3 or 4 months, don't you,
exactly.
On the run-up.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. This week, I want to make more videos. I want to make more food videos. I had a burger this week and it was all right. It was average. But... every time I go to a restaurant, I always end up having a burger and chips. I look at a menu for 10 minutes and I always have a burger and chips, which is strange, but they're sort of fashionable now, aren't they?
Yeah, my partner does exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
But I've never really been a burger girl, really.
Haven't you?
Unless it's, you know, a popular...
yeah.
McDonald's one.
Really?
I can't say that.
Really? I'm not that. McDonald's is okay, but I always feel a bit ill after I've had it, so I don't have it anymore.
I do, but it's so good while you're eating it.
Yeah. So I was thinking maybe I could do a little thing around Brighton this summer of like maybe the best burger in Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
But then I kind of thought it's the sort of thing that everyone would do. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit sort of, I don't know. So I come up with a second idea. Every time that me and my partner, or I'm out with anyone really, we have a burger and chips, but as a starter, we always have nachos.
Okay.
I like nachos. You know when they put all the melted cheese on nachos?
Yeah.
Salsa, all the creams. Oh, it's just so nice. Do you like that sort of stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. Not massively. I'm a bit fussy with food.
Are you?
Yeah, like I don't like anything spicy.
Don't you?
No.
Oh.
I'm boring like Indians. It's cool. That's it.
So I started thinking maybe the best nachos in Brighton. That sounds a bit more exciting. So at the moment, I've been to a few places. I'm going to revisit all these places to make a video. But the Lion and Lobster is very good for their nachos. And then I remembered I went to Poets Corner. They make their own nachos. Like they deep fry their own nachos. Absolutely amazing. And they were crispy and they were nice. And they put all the salt. So, it's absolutely gorgeous. So I am going to go on a little tour around to find the best nachos in Brighton this summer.
Ooh.
The other thing is I quite like my cider and I want to do a little cider one because there's a lot of, well, you know, a lot of these bars now sell with real ale and
yes.
cider. It's a hipster type of thing, I think.
A little bit, yeah.
And it's sort of come into everywhere. Every town in the country has got one. So I'm going to go and sort of find out about ciders and beers. And I want to go to some vineyards as well. We've got vineyards in this area.
I'm with you there.
Do you like that?
Wine, I'm there.
I'm interested to find out because we drink Prosecco. And
yes.
They do a fizzy English one. I want to go and visit vineyards and stuff as well. I think people are interested in that, aren't they, now?
Yeah. Let's do a road trip. Maybe not a road trip. We'll have to get someone to drive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We definitely won't be able to drive.
No.
Trickstar Radio. Jimmy Willis.
Wake up to Willis.
Calm down and breathe, Jimmy Willis. And breathe. 60 minutes past 9. It's Saturday the 8th of March. Look, it's a bit misty out there if you're still in bed. It's a bit misty. It's not going to be a beautiful sunny day, but it's okay because we're going to lighten the mood, aren't we?
Woo!
Beauty and the Beast. We were just talking about Beauty and the Beast. There's a lot of talk about that. Is there a film out at the moment?
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
Oh, did it? You haven't seen that yet?
No, I'm going to go and see it on Monday. But, I mean, over the weekend, it's on everywhere. Like, about four shows a day, I think they're doing in most cinemas.
Is it?
At least.
Maybe. Yeah. I might check that out. I might come and have a bit of a talk about next week. Before this one, the next half hour or so, I want to talk about a few things I've watched, because I've been watching Broadchurch again. I'd like to get your thoughts on that at Trickstar Radio, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, Trickstar Radio. I'm intrigued, Bex, to find out. You told me something about a spaghetti bath. What is this about? What is happening in the world?
Right, well, this popped up on my Facebook the other day, and there's sort of a bathtub challenge. You know, they have these challenges going on online.
There's always a challenge.
So this is a bathtub challenge where people are filling baths with, like, jelly and Doritos, which I know you're excited about.
Oh, a Dorito. If you made a Doritos bath for me, especially if you put melted cheddar cheese on top and a bit of salt, I'd just bathe in that. That's like my perfect Saturday.
Oh.
Weird, but I would like that.
Well, this grandma, she cooked and coloured 15 pounds of spaghetti, like rainbow spaghetti, and she put it in a bath for her grandson, and he was in there playing for 2 hours with this coloured spaghetti.
I mean, what?
It's a bit mad, but the people were more mad at the fact that she'd made the spaghetti and then she threw it away, and it's, you know, food waste, so a lot of people have been kicking off about it.
To be fair, how much is a bath full of spaghetti? It's a couple of quid, isn't it?
What, 15 pounds of spaghetti?
Is it?
It's quite a lot of spaghetti.
Yeah.
But they said that they were going to donate the equivalent to a food bank in fresh, uncooked coloured spaghetti. It's not reused spaghetti.
If anyone's doing this, can you send me pictures at Trickstar Radio on Twitter? I'd love to see it. I just want to do the Doritos one. If my girlfriend's listening, when I get home, I want a bath of Doritos, please. That would be expensive. That would be about 100 quid,
probably,
I think.
Yeah.
Especially with all the cheese that I want on it. Right, so, traffic wardens. Now, you're a driver, Bex.
Yes.
Have you ever had a parking ticket?
Yes, I've had a couple.
I think almost everyone that drives, especially that lives in the Brighton area, everyone's had one, haven't they?
Probably, more than likely, yes.
Wow. Because I don't know how they work. I think they probably do it on a commission thing. They just give them out to
Definitely,
everyone, don't they?
Yeah, like, I mean, I will admit, one time it was my fault. I was a bit lazy.
Yeah.
And I parked outside of work where we have parking restrictions.
Yeah.
And I was a bit hungover, and I just thought, I'm going to reuse my ticket from yesterday, because I bet they don't look. Yeah, they definitely do look. And that was £30 that hit me.
Really? Yeah, but if you do something, like, silly like that, and then you sort of accept it...
Yeah, that's fine. But then the other one, the other one was not fair. I was going to vote that one.
Well, this week, a traffic warden has handed out a ticket to a prison van on double yellow lines. And I thought, prison van, had they parked outside Tesco's or something? No, they hadn't. Basically, a prison van driver found themselves on the wrong side of the law after their vehicle was slapped with a parking ticket. The vehicle was given a parking ticket on double yellow lines outside Lewis Crown Court. It was this happened last week. Basically, a spokesman who transport prisoners said, "It is our responsibility to transfer people safely and efficiently to the court. Lewis Crown Court does not have parking facilities for prisoner escort vehicles. In order to make a safe transfer to court, the prisoner escort vehicle had to park in a restricted area." Of course they do. You can't park like a couple of miles down the road and take the prisoners back or in.
Like in a chain gang.
Yeah. I mean... It's absolutely outrageous. I mean, don't they look ridiculous, these traffic wardens?
Oh, it's just pathetic, isn't it? Like, I know they've got a job to do. We respect them. You know, they're trying to keep the road safe and whatever. But that's just gone a bit far.
It is. It's just too much for me.
Yeah.
Right, what else have we got? We've got one thing here. This was another transport one. I'm trying to find it. I've lost my story. It was about taxis. So I saw this on Facebook last night. Someone wrote something about it, and in Brighton now you can pay for your taxi with a card, which got me thinking, I can't believe this hasn't happened like ages ago, because you can never pay with a card in Brighton when you get a taxi.
Well, I live in Worthing, so, and I drive, so I don't really get taxis that much. But I thought they all had, like, contactless things.
Yeah, well, they just don't do it around here. But now, apparently, Brighton Streamline Taxis now are taking cards. Okay. But you have to ask for a card cab when you call up and ring for them. It just seems such a basic thing in this day and age.
Definitely.
But I quite often get a taxi, and, yeah, that's a good thing. So that's Brighton Streamline Taxis, but you have to ask for a card cab when you ring up.
Broadcasting live.
Wake up to Willis.
Wait a minute. Now, hear this.
Bex, you were just telling me we were going to do this later, but I think I might do it now.
Okay.
About the fitness DVD.
Yes.
You've got a fitness DVD.
Well, I'm trying to get fixed, obviously, and getting married, and also summer's coming, and everyone's now starting to think, it's sunshine's coming, so we need to get
a
bit
fit. I started in January. I weighed myself after Christmas. I knew I'd put on some weight, but I was horrified. Like, I thought, oh my God, I weighed myself on two or three different scales because I thought, that can't be right. It must be broken. So I hit it hard, but I shocked myself so much, I hit it hard. So I started running. I could barely run a mile, but I was running like four or five times a week. Hmm. I was eating healthy. Within a couple of months, by the end of February, I'd got a lot off, like a stone and a half.
Wow.
But I've done it in quite a healthy way. Not just... Sometimes I've done it in the past by just not eating. And then what happens is it all comes back on again.
Obviously, yeah.
So, but it, now, because I've been doing the running, I'm up to sort of four miles I ran this week, which is my furthest distance. People are listening and think it's not that far. For someone that was like obese 2 months ago, still a little bit obese, but the... we're getting there. But KTP, who's on from 10 o'clock every Saturday with Laura, she's doing the Worthing 10K tomorrow. So what we've said is me and KTP are going to have a little go at a 10K run in the summer. A nice little sort of easy 10K.
I might join you.
Yeah.
I might not.
I like the way you're sort of 50-50 there. So you're doing a DVD.
So, yeah, I was like, okay, I'm going to try to do something. I'll do something in my front room because I don't want to go to the gym and be all wobbling around everywhere.
Yeah.
So I downloaded Scarlett Moffat's DVD, and she's the girl from Gogglebox.
So she's the one that won I'm a Celebrity. That's what I know her from, because she is very skinny now, isn't she?
She got very skinny. She wasn't... You know, fat. She wasn't huge, but you know, she toned up, and she looks pretty good. So I was like, I can do that. So I downloaded a DVD, and I was there in my front room, like working out. And yeah, I was like, okay, right, I've done the first section, brilliant. I'm going to stop now. And when I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh, come on, I've got to be working out for about half an hour now, or maybe even an hour.
Yeah.
And I looked at the clock, and I've been working out for 15 minutes.
It is. But I tell you what, though, if you do it, is it this week you started?
Last week. I've had a bit of a week break.
So you started last week, and you had a break this week.
I had three wedges last night, I know.
But no, if you do it and force yourself to do it, say Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays or something like that, within a month, your like basic core strength, you wouldn't believe how quickly you start being able to do more.
Yeah, well, I want to sign up. I did a mud run a couple of years ago.
Oh, did you?
And it was so much fun, but I didn't think it'd be that far. I thought 5K, I was like, brilliant, I'll have that done in about 20 minutes. Yeah, 2 hours later, I dragged myself over the course. But I'm determined to do another one, and I'm trying to get my partner to do it with me. He's not convinced.
Us men sometimes need to sort of easing into these things a little bit.
It'd be a nice bonding thing, you know?
What my girlfriend's learnt with me, if she wants to, to get me to do anything, even if it's like cleaning the bedroom, just doing stuff that I'm never going to do, she basically buys beer or food for me from the shop, and she doesn't allow me to have it until I've done it. And then I don't have any problem doing it.
Brilliant. Nice.
The other thing is I hate shopping. I won't go shopping with her. Like, I won't even go into a shop with her, not even down the local co-op.
Name a food shop.
No, she... Because I send her down with her mum, though, because they div her around. It's like what women do, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm a man. I go into a shop, 5 minutes, I've got everything I ever wanted, tried it on, I'm out and doing my next thing in life. They just start, looking
hours,
around.
2 hours, I'm going around Tesco's, like, la, look at the candles.
Don't like it. Brighton are away at Leeds today, I believe, and we have your Brighton Hove Football preview on Trickstar Radio by Brandon Smith.
Brighton travelled 250 miles north to the heart of Yorkshire this weekend to face an in-form Leeds United side. The Seagulls have bounced back though after recent weeks after suffering losses to Newcastle United and Nottingham Forest. Brighton have proved more than any team in the Championship this year that they can compete under pressure after picking up a resulting 3-0 win over Derby County last Friday evening to keep them in with the promotion race. However, Leeds United are certainly no pushovers this season as they currently sit fourth in the league and look likely to earn themselves a playoff spot come the end of the season. The last time these two teams met, it was last December at the Amex, where Brighton snatched a 2-0 win and, more importantly, those big 3 points. The Seagulls still remain as the team to beat in the Championship this year after only losing 6 out of Pottle 37 this year. Leeds boss Gary Monk will be making that 7, he says, with Leeds only losing 1 out of Pottle 10 at home this season. However, Seagulls have been without experienced defender and Irish international Shane Duffy after he suffered a foot injury just a few weeks back now. So a potential chance for new signing Vigard Foron to impress after joining the club on an emergency loan until the end of the season. The Norwegian has made 33 appearances for Norway, but quite didn't make the cut during his time at Southampton in 2013, in which he returned back to Norway and was signed last week from Molde FK. The Seagulls' defence should be fearful, though, with Leeds United having one of the most prolific scorers in the Championship within their squad. Ex-Albion striker and New Zealand international Chris Wood, who featured back for the Albion in 2010, has netted 22 goals this year in the league, home and away. A win for Leeds today could see them be in touching distance of third place Huddersfield Town, but more importantly, could allow them to retain one of those 4 precious playoff spots from now to the end of the season. If Seagulls secure a win later today and fellow promotion candidates Newcastle United slip up against Birmingham City, the Seagulls will go back top of the Championship. As always, be sure to get in contact with myself, Brandon Smith, over on Twitter, at Smithster940. It's a 5:30 kickoff. It's Leeds United versus Brighton Hove Albion.
Thank you very much, Brandon Smith. Good luck, Brighton and Hove. Yeah, I think they're going to win today. That's my prediction.
Jimmy Willis.
Wait a minute. Hear this.
This week, and something quite exciting happened down on Brighton Beach, very near to the pier. There was a massive horse walking around on the beach called Joey. No, I haven't gone mad. This did happen, but it wasn't a real horse. It was the horse from the hit West End play War Horse. Have you heard of this play,
Bex? I have. Yeah. Yeah, I'm quite excited, actually, because the tickets were so expensive in London. I'm hoping that when it comes to Brighton, maybe they won't be so expensive.
Yeah, well, I hope so. So, basically, what's going on is it's coming to Brighton Centre next January. This is the West End play War Horse. I remember seeing it when it was released in the West End. I think it's around 2007, and they were on like This Morning or something, and they had the horse, and it's all done by professional puppeteers, and it looks really realistic when it walks around, and it would have looked amazing on Brighton Beach, especially in the sunshine as well. I really wish I'd seen it.
I wish I'd seen that.
If anyone saw it and have got any videos or pictures, hit us up at Trickstar Radio on Twitter. I'd love to see them. It's coming to Brighton Centre in January. It's a little way off, but I think I will go and have a look at that.
Definitely.
I think it's interesting. Brighton Pride, another thing that's happening this summer. Do you go to Brighton Pride, Bex?
I've been a couple of times.
It's a big thing, isn't it? Big event. Yeah. This is the time of year when all the posts start on social media start sort of saying about it, and it feels like summer's coming a little bit. We've just had another one of the acts announced. Years and Years will be the second headline act to perform at this year's Brighton Pride.
Brilliant.
The pop stars, it will be the pop stars' exclusive UK Pride show. They will be also joining the Pet Shop Boys at Preston Park on Saturday the 5th of August. I don't think you can get tickets yet. I don't know if first released for sale or not yet. I'll double check that. I can put some links up to that. It's a good event. It's a massive event. I always forget how big that is because they just shut down the whole of Brighton. If you're not from the Brighton area, it's one thing you should go and have a look at, I think, because it is absolute madness.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Brilliant.
Now, on last week's show, I was talking about a video that went viral. I don't know if you saw this, Bex. I'm sure you did if you were on social media. There was a BBC interview with an American guy at home. Did you see it?
Yes.
So basically, you must have seen it. So it's an American guy talking live on the BBC, obviously from his home. And it starts with his toddler walking in. And then he sort of shooed her away with his hand. I thought, oh my God. And then there's the little baby comes in on the walker.
It just strolled in, didn't it?
And then another lady in the background come in, which even, there was so much happening in this video. And she was trying to get the kids out, but she was ducking down so she couldn't be seen, could obviously be seen. And it was just absolute, and his face, it was just like he was going to have a breakdown. I thought that was his nanny.
Oh, so many people thought that, and then so many people were judged for thinking
that, because it's his very wife. Very much so. The thing is, he was talking about career as well in the interview, and I thought, oh, they've done this Korean woman talking about. And I thought, oh my God, I don't know if she was Korean. But basically, they've done it got 85 million views, this video. 85 million views. But this week, they have actually done another video. Mm-hmm. His name's Professor Robert Kelly. And he was with his wife. It was his wife in the video. I do apologise. I said it was his nanny, I think. It's awful, isn't it, when you think that? But yeah, so anyway, he's sort of in quite a light-hearted, jokey type of mood, really. Which I think, that whatever way can you deal with it?
Well, people are loving that toddler, aren't they? They're saying she needs to run for president.
Yeah, absolutely. At the start of the show, so I was saying to you, Bex, I said about Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And he's got... He's basically released an album called Divide. It's the number one album in the charts in the UK, US, Australia, and all around Europe. And it's the fastest selling album by a UK male artist. Currently, in the UK charts, 16 songs are in the top 20. How can that even happen?
That's just mental.
I've sort of got in contact with someone actually, and Alison Wenham, they're the chief executive of the independent music body Worldwide Independent Network, and she's been saying having Ed Sheeran dominate virtually the whole of the top 20 means that rules need to be examined fairly in terms of conversion, like how many streams equals a download. Now this is interesting if you know much about music, because recently, or a few years back, Spotify plays and Apple Music plays equaled went into the UK charts. Now you probably don't know this, but at the moment 150 plays of a song on Spotify or other streaming services count as one sale. This was a system brought in to try and more accurately reflect the sort of public taste in single sales. But what Alison Wenham goes on to say is it probably needs to be looked at now, because obviously one artist should never have 16 songs in the top 20. So maybe the streaming rules need to be sort of, you know, changed.
Yeah, but it's like weird. 150, there's still a lot of people that are watching these videos.
There is a lot.
Listening to it.
So if you think about it, so 150 plays of one song equals one album sale. Now, Sheeran's album so far sold 700,000 copies in the UK, 500,000 in the US, 100,000 in Australia. It's also top of the charts in Germany, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and Sweden. That's like dominating, isn't it?
That's just crazy.
People are loving Sheeran.
Yeah, I am loving the Sheeran, but I do want to hear a bit of something else as well, you know?
I haven't played any on this show. I mean, Ed Sheeran's okay. He seems a nice chap. There's actually a few songs on the album which I actually quite like. But it's just too much, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's too much. Other people need to be in the charts.
Exactly. Where have Girls Aloud gone? Bring them back.
Spice Girls.
Exactly.
Hearsay. Whatever happened to Hearsay?
Kim Marsh is going to be an actress now. She's abandoned the music.
And the Blonde One does stuff as well. I've seen her pop up a few times. I think she might have married someone famous.
Trickstar Radio. Jimmy Willis. Wake up to Willis.
Martin Garrix, Scared to Be Lonely, here on Trickstar Radio. It's 9:51. Now, Jay Todd has just got in contact with me. That slightly confused me because I think she got married a few weeks ago. So her surname's changed. It always throws me when women get married and change their surname. I hope you had a nice wedding to start with, Jay. But she got in contact. She said, "Have you not been watching April? Terrible." And I said, "Well, April? That's a month. How can I be watching that?" And then she's... she went on to talk about the pregnant giraffe, and I'm like, what pregnant giraffe? It's due to have a baby. I don't know what you're talking about. And then apparently she's been watching it for 27 days. There is currently no baby. That is the update. Did you know about this, Bex?
I did. I'm sorry. I so should have talked about this earlier. But yes, this poor giraffe, they've got a live feed in her pen, and she's been pregnant for 15 months.
Yeah.
And she's been, I don't know if they call it in labour or whatever, for 27 days apparently this has been going on. It's in New York, Animal Adventure Park, and yeah, imminent birth apparently.
Oh, how exciting. Yes. So it could be today.
It could be. Apparently, when it's born, it will be 6 foot tall and it will weigh around 150 pounds.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Oh, that's got to be painful.
So yeah, Jace just said it's April, the giraffe.com. She's not in active labour.
Oh.
I don't know. Jay knows a lot about this. Jay's not left the house for 27 days. She's really into this.
Go on, Jay.
So mate, yeah, keep us updated, please do. Yeah. No, I suppose the next thing would be women having birth live on Periscope and things.
No, no, nobody's seen that.
I don't want to see that. I definitely don't want to see that. Bex, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Have you had fun?
Oh, so much fun.
Oh,
so
good. Well, the podcast will be up in the next... sometimes it's up today, sometimes tomorrow. Depends how busy I am. You can pick that up on iTunes, Mixcloud, or my website, jimmywillis.tv. Please come download it and leave a review as well. If you leave reviews on iTunes, we go up in the charts. I think we were sixth in the comedy and news charts on Mixcloud this week, which is good. Thank you for listening. Bex, have a nice Saturday, my dear.
Thank you, and you.
Trickstar Radio. Jimmy Willis. Wake up to Willis.
It's 9:59 here on Trickstar Radio. We are just about finished for the day. Good morning, Katie P. You all right?
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Yeah, good, thank you. Just desperately trying to take selfies for our show, and we're not doing very well.
No. Did you manage to get anything usable?
Sort of. You're the best photo, Jimmy. So don't, if there's anyone looking for a photographer for any reason, don't ask Jimmy Willis. The first picture cut our heads off.
Well, I thought you looked better like that. Laura, what are you eating?
Mango.
Mango.
Do you want one?
Yeah, go on then. It's a bit exotic, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely. It's very juicy.
Girls, have a fantastic show and have a nice Saturday, dear listener.
Trickstar Radio. Hear this.